Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number 2 already. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And you?
Oh, neck swollen up a little bit this morning.
Right, is it? How about this front?
I'm telling you, it's unusual.
Yeah, it felt good this morning.
Yeah, that East Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo is going on. Grandkids are showing animals and all that stuff. And we was down there last night, and we was talking about it. It's been years ago, but I remember I helped a barbecue team down there 1 year, and we woke up Saturday morning with frost on everything.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's something. That global warming, you never can know. You never know about it, which way it's going to go. funny stuff. But no, all's good. I'm getting ready to get back in the saddle.
I saw a pile of flounder, a picture either yesterday or day before from Venice back in your backyard.
Yep.
They had them lined up, man. I mean, yep, there had to be 40 or 50 flounder on that table.
Yep. They catch them.
Man, that's crazy.
It is. I mean, and
that's like the old days here, back when we had millions of flounder. You know, you could do that.
You know, and we've always had that down there. But like me and a bunch of older guys talking about, people didn't come to Venice to catch flounder. That wasn't the deal. The goal to come to Venice is redfish. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Why it's called redfish capital of the world and all that. But you know, it's just a new phase. And you know, it don't take real long to figure out how to catch them,
right?
You know yourself, you got the right drains, you're gonna stand on them.
You always don't get them drains, man. And
it's crazy.
Just let it go to the bottom, set the hook.
Yep. And there ain't no better bite than a flounder bite in my book.
No.
You know, I can pretty much tell before I set the hook what just eat. For sure. Now, you know, you still got some of them that'll just pick it up, and you don't feel it. You don't get that tap-tap.
Yeah.
You know, they're just loaded up, and that's ones you can bet on. They're going to have, you better really get a hook set on him, because he's just going to be clamped down on it and sitting there with it in his mouth, so. It never fails that you'll get one of them good ones on, and you get him right up there of the boat, and he just open that old mouth, spit it in your face.
Mm-hmm.
So you just didn't get the hook in him. You know?
I can't count all the times I've had a flounder hold on to my tail, and I'll reel it right up to me, wade fishing, he'll just let go.
Yep. Absolutely. You know, and that's, you know, this time of year, them smaller flounder, they'll bite it off right behind that hook.
Uh-huh.
On the hook set, and you know, our problem is know, our currents get so strong this time of year, we're having to bump up to a 3/8 and sometimes even a 1/2 ounce. You know, to make it get down there and
do some gumballing.
Yeah, and that's the whole deal. You got that big old hunk of lead in that small mouth, and he'll just...
He'll feel it, let it go.
Yeah, he'll let it go. So, but I'm glad this rain's over with, I know that.
Me and you both. Well, don't let your yard down. It's supposed to crank back up in the middle of next week.
That's what I'm hearing.
You know, that ain't good. So,
no, I just hope that the little front out there will... Or depression, whatever they call them. I hope the thing don't develop into nothing. We don't need that in here.
Well, you push this off the coast, all this rain, get it out there in the Gulf, and then you got that next one coming up through the Yucatan into the lower Gulf, and boy.
Yep.
It could team up with all this moisture, and, well, there's some forecasts that are saying Galveston next Wednesday could get anywhere from 5 to 8 inches of rain, if not more. They're claiming it's going to kind of hold at the coast like this thing's done, so who knows? We'll just have to wait and see, buddy.
Well, that's all we can do. Mother Nature's funny woman, that's for sure.
I wonder how much rain Louisiana got yesterday.
I don't know. I know it was. I didn't look but one time briefly, and you know,
that's all it took.
Water. Yeah, I just turned my head and looked the other way. So, yeah, I gotta call my lawn guy, tell him get over there to get mowed.
Boy,
I can only imagine how fast that grass is growing down there. You know, and that's weird. The grass here is not just growing stupid. I don't know. I haven't mowed in. It's been over a week since I mowed here. I noticed yesterday it was getting close. I'm going to have to mow it.
I'm on that 2, almost 3 times a week stuff, you know, because I've been getting, you know, the rain that along the coast that a lot of y'all aren't getting inland.
Right. And yep.
Well, there's still a lot of rain on radar over your way this morning. Even the boots got rain
sure.
on it. So.
Yeah. That's been the biggest problem, you know, me talking to keeping in touch with my buddies down there is, you know, getting rained out, you know, and there's been a lot of stuff on Facebook, you know, about people counseling and guides all being mad about it and all this, but, you know, that, you know, there's one of them, I mean, he just ranted for 2 or 3 days about people counseling, but you know, I understand. You know,
people have to come a long way to go down there to fish, you know?
Yeah, it ain't just around the corner. It ain't like...
No, it's not like somebody living in Houston and getting canceled when they're going to Galveston fishing or...
Right, yeah.
Something like that, but that's a game we play. That's part of it.
Exactly right, you know, so... But other than that, that's about all I got shaking, but... I mean, there's one good thing about it. Our part of the country is in good shape right now. We're definitely not in no drought.
No, it's that's behind us.
Yeah, it's like I told you, I was up there finishing up, helping Rusty get all this stuff mowed at Madisonville. And, boy, I mowed about 25 acres in 2 days and should have been able to mow it in a day and a half. And
right.
That grass up there is so thick, I mean, I'm having to mow in first year.
You got to crawl. That's what Blaine and him been having to do down at his place. It's waist deep everywhere.
Yep. You just got to crawl, you know, and I'm pulling a bat wing. And, it's definitely good. With the cattle and everything there. And, the
cows are going to eat good this winter.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of hay for them.
Yeah. They ain't going to have to worry about that much hay this year with all that grass.
Wonder if the price of hay is going to go down.
Oh, yeah, it's done going down.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. And the biggest problem of it is all the hay guys are, you know, they're burnt out.
I bet.
They're not wanting to cut no more hay. This is my brother. You know, he cuts hay out there at Fayetteville. And he's tired. He said, I'm ready to quit. But, you know, you got to keep your customers happy. But
sure,
all this is going to be They're going to be hay left over like crazy this year. So, it's been a good year. And the cattle prices are crazy. Absolutely yeah. crazy. You know, and which it's good for the cattle people. I mean, you talked the other day, at least they're reaping a benefit too, not just the grocery right. stores, you know. So, and I saw the futures in February, and they're talking about even prices going up in February.
Really? Huh.
Mm-hmm. Like a dollar. Anywhere from 85 cents to a dollar a pound gain in February.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, that's good. They deserve it. They've been through some lean times, too, man.
Yeah, they have. Absolutely. Then, too, on top of fighting the hay situation the last few years. And it's
I'm glad I don't crave beef like I used to. I used to cook briskets and stuff all the time. And, I mean, you buy a big brisket now, it's over $100 for a brisket.
Absolutely.
Cook it yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. You know, I mean, and I'm like you, you know, I don't crave them steaks like I used to, but, you know, it's all good, but I don't know. I think the election's going to have a lot to do with where we're going to wind up come January, February.
Well, it's a lot of wait and see going on right now.
Yeah.
Depends on which way it goes and what people do.
You know, and I was talking to a friend of mine that owns Martin Dodge in Cleveland last night, and you know, you see all these ads on TV about 2.9, 3.9% interest on trucks and stuff. That's all half-ton trucks.
Yeah.
Go buy you a heavy-duty.
Yeah, buy you a real truck, see what the interest rate is on it.
Yeah, it's stupid. So...
Well, I did away with credit cards a long time ago. I learned my lesson on those. Just, you know.
Yeah.
And I can't believe the interest rates people are paying on credit cards right now.
Well, you know, crazy. Yeah.
You know like there's Bass Pro Shops and Academy and just any form of credit card. Going, good Lord.
I know. You know, unfortunately, I still have to use some of them, but... there's some deals out there, though, on them credit cards right now. So, you know, it's like Discover. You get a new Discover card right now, you got free interest for 18 months, anywhere from 15 to 18 months.
Yeah, you know, if people will use their head and pay them off, but, boy, once they mature.
Yeah, that's the whole deal. But
that's the whole problem. When they mature, that's the problem.
Yes, you betcha. You know, and, you know, you... get one of them $10,000 credit cards and, oh, man, I got free interest for a year and a half, okay? Go max that one out and then come out a year and a half later, what you going to do?
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm with you, man.
Right. Yep. So, but how about them Astros? I'm good. I bet they don't ever want to see Cincinnati again. That is crazy. One of the hottest baseball teams they're going right now, and they shut them up.
Yeah. Well, they had Frommer on the mound. He's been an animal the last two games.
That guy.
Innings and give up two hits in 14 innings. That's strong.
I'd like to hang out with that guy. I mean, just smile on his face. And you know,
can you imagine standing at the plate and watching that curveball come in and you think it's going to be up in the zone? And it just falls off the table. I mean,
it does.
Swing better.
I didn't get to watch it. Well, I did catch the last inning and a half. We got all the time to see that. But how'd Tucker look last night?
A little rusty.
A little rusty.
He got hit in the back foot his first at bat, and then he walked, and then I think he struck out. And you know, I wasn't expecting much out of him. It's going to take a while to get his timing down against big league pitching. But
maybe they
come
didn't
around
to
just
rehab.
In time for the playoffs, man.
Yeah, you know, everybody's he don't need to go to rehab. I thought he did. I wished he went to rehab, but
He's back. So, we won. Yeah. We won 8-0. So that's thanks to Yordan, 6 RBIs and 2
Yordan and Altuve.
Yeah.
Because I seen the final stats on that deal.
Yeah, the box score on it. Yep.
Yeah, and from 3 through 9, they didn't do nothing.
No.
No. So.
Yeah, Pena went over last night. But
Pena's, he's, I don't know what his problem is right now.
Hell, he's up
and Bregman. Down. Yeah, and Bregman, you know, Bregman's
going to have to quit taking that
first.
Night.
No, he's going to have to quit taking that first pitch down pipe. He don't ever swing at that first pitch.
Dubon had a good night. I think he had three hits.
Yeah, that was
anyway.
Yeah, 3 through 8. Yeah, Dubon did have a good night.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over to Venice and fish with you this fall.
All right, buddy. 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. And, man, if you want some of it, you better come get it because I ain't got many days left to open after I go back. So.
All right, Mike. Well, hang in there, buddy.
All right, bro.
Get better. All right, later.
Talk to you next week. Later.
All right, see you. Folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. They're a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. You know, whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, alligator hunts, and top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters, bring your friends, family, and clients and enjoy 5-star lodging with skeet shooting, sporting clays, and a fully stocked bass pond. Rusty Hook Lodge can accommodate large groups for team building, weddings, and family reunions, whatever event you want to throw. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. You can book your adventure today. Just go to RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been
good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now. Let's check in with Captain James Plogg. JP, what's up, man?
Yo, Mick, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot, brother.
Nothing. Zero.
Got a little breeze there on Tiki this morning?
Dude, it's getting it.
It is, isn't it? It feels good, though, doesn't it?
I guess it does. Is this the front, or is it just...
Yeah, it came in during the night. I got up to come in here, and it was already here.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Looks like the same northeast garbage we had. I don't
well, it is, but you can tell it's a little cooler. It's 73 instead of 81.
Huh.
I'll take it. And it'll get cooler tonight. I think in the morning it'll be, you know, probably on the coast around 70 and 60s on the high ground. So we'll take it.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is.
I don't know, man. I'm sitting here looking at buoy weather. You ain't got no windows. I'm gone, man. I'm gonna take my mother.
Where are you going?
I'm out of here. I'm gonna go to San Antonio and play golf. I ain't fooling with this.
I'll come back
when it gets good. Hey, I got just enough money left to last me for a couple of weeks. I'm fit to go burn it down.
Fixing to just go blow it, huh?
Well, I mean, I ain't gonna sit here. It's stupid. I'm sitting here looking. You ain't going nowhere.
You play golf here, cart path only.
No, I'm out of here, dude. I don't want to be here. I'm gone. And then if Dusty knows, I'll go to Alice and wallow around in the mud and shoot some birds.
That's where I figured you'd go, is either, you know, go south and wait on that opener Saturday morning.
Man, I told Kenny, I said, dude,
I wish I didn't have to be here Saturday. I'd be in a duck blind somewhere Saturday morning. Get me some teal birds.
Duck season? Oh, teal season.
Teal birds, yes, sir.
Man, it is a duck. You get toward the end of the month, you'll be able to do some. I mean, I'm looking at buoy weather. I got the cursor in Galveston Bay. I don't have it on the beach.
Right.
Like today, this is, I got the cursor right there between Pelican Island and Sand Island. If you want to go maybe fish a tournament, it's north northeast, 24 to 28 knots.
There you go. That's tournament weather.
21 to 25 knots this afternoon. I don't know what day they're going to bring the boat home. I'm thinking boys, well, Cameron Ty, and then another boy's got a boat down there called the Tighten Up that's bringing it back. We all grew up together. I'm going to take all them knuckleheads back to Port Aransas Monday. But, man, they're going to have to bring the boat back. Man, yeah. Wednesday morning, you got it. And then whatever happens to that storm or whatever they're calling that mess out there in the Gulf.
Right.
On 9/11 in the afternoon, it's going to get pretty sporty, northeast 28 to 30 knots.
Oh, boy.
And then
I got them a tiny window.
And then in the morning, on 9/12, it's northwest 24 to 26 knots. Yeah, this is just
Bring
a
it.
Rut. Friday looks a little better. They don't last very long. I don't know. It ain't too good right now. You can just come back when it gets better, man.
No, sir.
Because I got everything fit. Well, no, I still got to get my boat. I destroyed it, dragging it back from down south. So I'm doing a bunch of glass work to it.
What did you do to it?
Oh, just tore it up, driving down that road.
Cosmetic?
Yeah, it's cosmetic. Yeah, basically. Well, I left in a hurry, and I didn't secure nothing. I just blazed off. But I did the same thing when I was fishing Louisiana. I destroyed two or three transoms. Two, for sure, not three, two. And just not securing nothing. Man, these roads nowadays, if you're going to pull a long ways, man, you got to strap that boat. You got to get a transom saver.
They're so bad now. I mean, you bending tongues on trailers. I mean, man, our infrastructure in this country is just garbage. The
well,
shape
it's just,
of the roads and everything, it's just terrible.
59 is not great. If you go the back way, the way I go, you miss some construction. But, you know, nobody wants to hear about road construction, but there ain't nothing to talk about fishing. So, but you get down there by Corpus and you get south of Rivera, man, they're working on all that stuff. And it's just like I-10, man, when I used to drag through there. 10's terrible anyway, but it's not horrible. You want to destroy something, get on 23 and drive to Venice.
Yeah.
Pulling a boat.
Well, I-10 used to be terrible when we'd pulling on it all the time going to Florida fishing them tournaments. Man, from Orange, you know, all the way through Louisiana, it was just, boy.
It's the worst. And
it was hard to stay in the lane pulling a boat.
Yeah, and there's going to be some kind of construction, but what you have to do, and I ain't no Mr. Trailer Man or Mr. Boat Man, but I pulled a lot of miles. When my first 25 I had, my Guardian, the one I had built, and I was fishing Louisiana at that time. But I would just trim my motors down so they set on the pistons. But, you know, the twin engines, they're offset. They're sitting on the meat of the transom, you know, outboard. On a single engine boat, just pulling on that transom, you know that. Yeah. I ain't telling you that. We're just talking. It's pulling on that transom. And if you don't secure it down, hey, I hit some kind of, you know, they dig the asphalt up to put new asphalt or whatever, then they end. I hit some kind of ridge right there, dude. And I just, in my rear view, my boat's big and it's heavy. And I watched it move and go, bam, I told Cameron, I said, man, that was nasty right there. So anyway, no big deal. My transom's already cracked. I don't care. Crack it off. I hope the motor falls completely off. That way I'll go faster. So we got to Refurio. I said, man, I got to get some coffee. No, I had to get something, and I got in the boat because I had all my stuff iced down in the ice chest in front of the boat to get me a Diet Coke or whatever I was getting. Hey, I hit that bump so hard, dude, my inspection plates popped out and blew off.
Out of the floor?
Yes, sir. Gone.
Wow.
So then we spend the next 3 hours on the phone with Boston Whaler because they're not a common product. You can't go to West Marine and buy one.
No, you can't.
So we're in the next 3 hours. I got a hold of this lady that a buddy of mine sent her number. She sells all the parts for Boston Whaler. It was pretty funny. She said, well, can I call you back? She said, sweetheart, I got about another 6 hours in this truck. He just call whenever you want to. We'll still be here. So
we don't stand by.
Yeah, we're standing by. If I don't do it right then, you can't go buy them. And you can't fish because there's big holes. You know, you're going to step in them. So, but all that's my fault. I brought it all on myself. When we decided to go, I'm just looking at the weather in the window. I don't know nothing about nothing. I can just tell you there ain't no wind down there. Let's go. And I called my customer. He said, let me take care of some stuff, see if I can move. Well, he moves some stuff around, and here we go. So I don't do nothing. I just load up and take off. We gone. So, but that all, you know, it's all, you know, my fault. If you do your stuff correctly, that won't happen. But the way my trailer sits, it's a big commercial trailer. And I called my trailer guys, man, I sent him some pictures. You figure out a way for me to be able to put a transom saver on here. And he'll figure it out. He'll figure it out. You can't just go get a standard transom saver and put it on there.
No.
But if you're going to pull a long way with these boats, and if you care about them, and
well, when I pull mine, I put those sticks on mine, those. You know, over the piston rods.
Piston, yes.
And then I'll trim my motor down on top of those and, you know, suck it in a little bit. And it does pretty good. But you just got to watch it. These roads are just, they'll hammer you. They'll run everything.
Well, I think the biggest problem, Mickey, because I carry my motor sitting on the pistons because, you know, my trailer's way up high. But, man, you got to secure that boat, too. When I watch that boat, this boat, like weighs a lot, and I watch that thing fly up and then land back on top of there. And I said, man,
land back on the bunks. Yeah, that's
you can't do that.
No,
like I say, it's but I don't know, man. It's just the rut and the weather. This is good though. It'll end up being this all something good will come out of all this. But
it always does. It'll turn around when it does. Everybody go, man, where'd all these fish come from?
Yeah, I just can't sit here and do this. I mean, I can only run and swim and ride so much. I'm gone. I'm out of here. And I got all my stuff ready to go. So we'll get a break. But this is you think this front right here would maybe go out there in the Gulf and maybe clear some stuff up. But I think it's just going to go out there and run into that low pressure that's already there.
That's what I'm thinking, too. That ain't a good combination.
No, that's kind of not good.
Yeah.
But it'll eventually get on out of here. But you look, I was looking at the buoy weather talking to you. Now, look, man, they don't really know what's going to happen in 30 minutes, but just the long range deal. And there's really no just window. You get a day, and then all of a sudden, there's some east wind at 12 and 14 knots come back, and then some northwest. I mean, there ain't like no high pressure. Looks like it's a setup on top of here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked to Hillman yesterday. His stuff's all tore up, leaking. He was wanting to know what to do, and I sent him over to my guy, so we'll see what happens. He ain't doing nothing.
Well.
The water looked clear yesterday, you know, because the tides are kind of high, at least here in the lake behind the house.
Yeah.
It didn't look terrible.
But I don't know what you – you know, in the old days, man, we'd be, what, back there waiting on the North Ridge or back there somewhere. But yeah, that was the old days.
Well, we had some more fresh water show up because they drained Livingston 2 feet below pool. They're trying to repair the dam there.
Really? So it yeah. pumped? Really?
Yeah.
Man, I got a – do you remember that Hurricane Gilbert? That was year, was that, 88, 86? How long ago was that? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
And it was supposed to destroy the world and everything. Well, we ain't got no waders on, and it's sometime right now, like September, like right about now. And the reason I'm saying I got a picture hanging on my wall, we were white here, and we had 50 trout. I think we had like 18, 19 flounders and a redfish. I think that's right. And I was looking at them fish, and, man, they were good ones, too. And it was, I remember the day it was Gilbert, because nobody went fishing, because it was supposed to come in. And then we went to East Bay. I remember worked birds and caught another 150 fish over there. And then came in. That, remember, it was supposed to come to Houston and end up going, like, way in there to South Texas, or right below South Texas, actually.
Yeah.
They had 200-mile-an-hour winds or something in it.
Yeah, that was that one that covered the entire Gulf. Was just
yes.
With clouds. Yeah, yeah, it was.
It was nasty.
That wasn't good.
Yes, yeah, but it did. Like I say, it went down there. There wasn't nothing.
Yeah, I remember one time you and I went up there one day. We just, I mean, we'd had all this bad weather. We're just tired of sitting in the house, and we just went in a rainstorm. Said to hell with it. Remember, we went up there and fished. The tides were so bulled up, we were wading dry land areas that had waist-deep water on them, and we were catching all those trout, throwing spoons in that grass. Remember all that?
Man, that's the first time I'd ever been up there. Well, that was, yeah, it was like, man, this is cool. They're catching those spoons.
Way back in the day, chartreuse, silver and chartreuse spoons.
Two spoons. Man, remember how pretty that water was, man, that grass? It was you and I deep.
Yeah, I think Pete was with us. You're right.
Pete was with us, yeah. Man, that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I wonder if that's like that. Is that grass still back there anymore?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of grass.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to have some good fishing this fall. I think it's going to be good. But, you know. When you sit around like this, you lose soap. This is a problem about the fishing business, this stuff like this.
It is.
When it gets
hard on roll, you, man.
Yeah, you're going to have to row. You ain't going to be able to stop till Christmas, man. You're going to have
That's
to get it.
It.
I was talking to somebody, maybe Steve, maybe some other guy that works on my bike that takes care of my bike when it gets flats and stuff. Actually, I bought the bike from him, but he's got, you know, some kind of charter business there at the yacht basin. None of them guys got no business, man. They're all.
Things are a little off right now. Let me take this break right quick. I'll be right back at you, man. Hang on a second.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
You ain't got nothing to do. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everyone about the Belleville Meat Market. They're located right in downtown Belleville, a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. Go downtown. Their processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. And if you're looking for a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue, they serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And nothing beats their price and quality of grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. They have bulk pricing available on their fresh ground beef and their pecan smoked sausage. Homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs are available for all of your cookout needs. And if, you know, you're looking to have a quarter or a half calf process, that's available for pre-order and custom processing also. And their wild game processing facility, it's open year-round. So if you're harvesting exotics right now, wild pigs, whatever, just call Brandon. He can get you hooked up and steer you in the right direction. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Go, 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 go.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 541 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back.
Yo, bub.
All right.
Yeah, I was just sitting in the garage. I peeked around outside. I was going to swim outside this morning, but I just changed my mind. I ain't swimming outside this morning.
No, sir.
I think I'll swim inside. But I mean, Cameron was talking to this guy that had some kind of charter deal over there at the yacht basin. But, you know, when times are like they are, this just running people, just tourist deal, and you'll never see them again and go one time and all that, that's all fine and good when everything's rolling.
Right.
But when it ceases, and then there's, you know, somebody on every street corner. I got in a storm the other day, you know, and who did I have? Oh, I had a guy real worried about getting wet. I said, dude, if you don't want to get wet, I'm going to stop right here. They didn't have no slickers or something. So I pulled into the yacht basin and let it rain, and I just kind of walked around. Oh, man, up and down A and B dock, I mean, B and C dock and all that. There's so many, you know, charter services and stuff. And you keep cutting that pie up so skinny, there's not enough pie for everybody to go around.
Not enough to go around, buddy.
And same thing happened with you and you know what we do. But luckily, I ain't saying we're the best at nothing, but those guys, those are our customers. They've been our customers for years, and we take their referrals. And that's why that bicycle guy said, man, your business down? So, well, I don't know if up or down. I take my same guys all the time. I don't know. I don't recruit business. I don't have to do that. I'm fortunate. You're fortunate. But, you know, we paid our dues almost, you know, for me, almost 40 years of that. You 45 years doing that. We paid our dues to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But a lot of these guys, all that stuff, that's going to all be over with. I'm just telling you. That's gone.
Yeah, you know, that's
the strong will survive.
Always have.
Yes, sir.
We've seen them come and go over the years. I mean, it runs in spurts, but now it's so abundant. I mean, really think. I mean, I used to know who everybody was. I was in touch with it. I knew every guy out there. You know, we all communicated. Everybody was friends, and now you don't. I don't know who's who.
I don't know nobody.
Who isn't a charter captain now? Think about that.
I don't know, Mick. Hey, on the beach or in the bay, I mean, well, that's a whaler. Who's that? I said, man, hell, I don't know who that is. What do you mean? I said, I don't know. I don't know nobody. I don't, it ain't like the old days, you know? You're talking about, we talked to each other at night when we got in. And I didn't get on your fish. You didn't get on mine unless I was dying. If you weighed me in, I'd go fish with you. If you didn't weigh me in, I just didn't catch anything.
No.
all that's over and done. It's been a long goal, you know, but, man, Mickey, when I was working for you when I was a kid, it was like 10 years before or 8 or 9 years before it was even okay. I said, hey, man, you mind if I take dog it or somebody? I asked y'all. Before I even did.
Yeah,
now,
you did. I mean,
with
we,
the phone
we all
and the
respected
internet,
each other.
Yeah, you know, I was a kid growing up with y'all. Nowadays, with the phone and internet, I was telling Larry Higgins this, you can be a big shot in about 35 minutes.
You can.
There I am. I caught some fish one time, now I'm a guide. And, you know, it's just too easy now. It wasn't easy when we started. You had to take people, take care of them, have a good trip, whether you caught them or not, and they enjoyed you, and hopefully they come back.
Yeah.
And those days are out the window. They just want to run numbers through there.
We had to fish for repeat business, and nowadays it's just it's like running cattle through your guide service now. It is,
and then that goes away. My dad always told me one thing. He said, let me tell you something, boy. It's going to be a lot harder to keep a customer than to get one, and I never forgot that. So these guys
right.
that fished me 25, 30 years, it's the same effort every time I put that boat in the water.
Yep.
I could coast. You know I could. But I don't, because when that boat hits the water every day, I'm going to beat everybody that's floating around out there. Even if I don't even know you, I want to beat you. And I ain't never got rid of that. I'm the same way. I can't.
Well, when you lose your competitive spirit, I mean, it's time to wrap her up.
It is, Mickey. If I ever thought that, if it ever comes time, man, you know, if it doesn't bother me to get, then I can deal with it now. I'm a lot older, tired, I can deal with it. But I still don't like it. And the day that it doesn't matter to me that you stomp me, I caught two and you caught 45, I ain't no big deal.
See, that's where I'm at. I'm just burnt out and worn down. I mean, I just go fishing now, and I just do the best I can and just don't care anymore. So what, I get beat? Hey, he ain't going to beat me every day. He might beat me today,
right,
but he ain't going to beat me tomorrow, you know. Just, hey.
That's the way I feel. But I saw the coon the other day. Coon sweats, Louisiana. Oh, little buddy, everybody over here talking, fishing tonight. I said, but that's okay. They may get me today. He just said, but little buddy, I'm going to get mine.
That's exactly right.
I know you will. That's right. But, yeah, I think the fish are getting saved. The water's going to be good. We're going to press some, you know, good Gulf water in here. And the fishing this fall will be really, really good. If the summer, now granted, it ain't like the old days, but this summer, this spring, winter, summer compared to last year was tenfold.
Oh, we
better.
Saw a lot of improvement, you know, just from 1 year or so.
Yeah,
I mean,
and if the
think
fall
about
is
it, since 2017, since Harvey, we've been through some lean times in this bay system.
Oh, dude. And that freeze.
You and I talked about those freezes, you know, there was two of them, but that one, I know it killed fish. Now, we didn't see all of them, but our fish don't float like they do down south. A lot
they
of our fish
float.
Just rolled on the bottom right out through the jetties in them north winds.
They were gone. Hey, I'm trying to get Carol on the Big Trouble. Cameron's boat is running at that time because we don't got nowhere to stay. It's 18 degrees. It's blowing about 40. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, man, this ain't good.
No.
This is bad. And it was. We were lucky to catch what we caught after that freeze. Because I happened to be fishing some places that was real close to deep water that they did live. But how many, you know, I sent you a bunch of pictures, and I know you saw some. When you see fish on the bottom dead in 6 foot of water, they thought they were good in 6 foot of water, but they weren't. They were done.
Nope.
And I'm like, man, that's not good. That's not
I'm
good.
With
but
you,
hopefully.
Well, let me know when you leave town. I'll see what's up. Go to San Antonio. Yeah, I'll call
you. Well, that's
good.
Talk to Cliff. I talked to Cliff after I talked to you the other morning, and we had a good conversation. I didn't get him because he was surf fishing, but I finally talked to him. We had a good talk.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man.
Yeah, and just, you know, we had fun going down there. I'll put it like that, but I'm going to call him after a while.
They broke the mold after him. All right, buddy. We'll throw him out a number, James. Somebody wants to come live the dream, go to the bottom, all in one experience.
Buddy, 409-771-7306.
All right, tighten them up.
Right,
see you, man.
We'll holler
later.
At you, brother.
All right, brother. All right. Now let's jump the bridge and go over to the Big Island and check in with our good friend, Captain Sharky Marquez. Sharky, what's up, buddy?
Oh, buddy.
Little wind? Got you a little wind down there this morning, son?
Well, you know, days like today, we should be in the kite business, buddy. That's all I got to tell you. It's windy. Well, it's windy, my friend. We are, if I told you what we were doing.
Hiding spots you can get out of the wind and catch them this morning?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. My bathtub.
Water closet.
Yeah, it's windy, buddy. It's windy.
Yeah.
That's what I got for you, man. We're, you know, we've got a triple boat corporate group, and we called them, you know, yesterday and said, hey guys, it's gonna be real windy, and you know, everybody gun ho, let's do it. So we are gonna be fishing really, really close to the dock today.
Good.
Just around off, it's, you know, play it super safe. I think it's even gonna pick up a little bit more as we kind of get closer to 10 a.m. I think. Anyway, we did a little test drive this morning. Got here this morning, hopped on the boat, and started heading towards the causeway. And, yeah, once we came out off, I turned around pretty quickly. So,
there you go.
So I had to go and scope it out before we took customers out there in it. So,
sure.
It's and we're just going to be on days like today, you know, with crazy winds. You just got to play it safe. Ain't no fish worth risking it or, you know, pressing the safety envelope. So we're gonna mess around, man. We'll have all the boats just fishing around the docks and maybe in some coves and nooks and crannies here in the bay system, and
That's all you can do.
Hopefully grind out some fish. That's right.
Y'all,
that's all you can do, brother.
You get them something. It's all good.
Yeah. We're gonna catch something now. Chainfish yesterday and did the same thing, you know. It was windy, super windy, but it wasn't nearly as windy as it is today. But pretty good, man. They caught some redfish and trout and some drum, and so man, I'll be stoked to see some of that coming from this morning's trip. I think these guys just want to get out there and have a good time, so I'm just looking forward to getting out there and trying to make it happen, man.
You'll get one. Looks like you won't get any rain on you. That's a plus.
Heck yeah. We were also saying, you know, good thing it's not 30 degrees outside or 120, you know.
Yeah, it is nice. I bet it feels good.
It does, man. It does. Little light jacket when you're rolling out there, maybe, and
yeah,
little long sleeve action when you're anchored up, but what can you do, man? It's going to be an interesting day. Maybe we'll find a little nook or cranny where they're stacked up in like pancakes and start smacking them, you know?
Yep.
That's the goal. That's the goal.
Cooler weather coming. Fall is definitely in the air a little bit this morning. I mean, it's...
It is. I think we'll really be feeling it tomorrow.
I mean, we were up north, it wouldn't be, but for Texas, we can feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, up north, they'd be sweating bullets right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a little cooler tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
From what I could see, I guess.
Probably,
I guess it's going to drop a couple degrees.
Galveston will be around 70. High ground will be in the 60s, so that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Drier air.
Drier air. That wind's going to die down just a hair, a little sliver. I think after fishing today, anything lighter than this will be nice, you know, as far as wind.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it looks like it's probably going to taper off by tomorrow afternoon, they're saying.
Oh, gosh, we're still going to have it
coming
tomorrow.
Down, so you got another morning of this north-northeast at 20 to 30.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's
there you
forecast.
Go. Hey, at least we know, you know. At least we know.
And then we'll keep an eye down south. You know, we got some tropical
I saw that
weather coming through the Yucatan, getting the Bay of Campeche in the southwestern Gulf, and then figure out what that's going to do by midweek next week. So,
man, it's been crazy. I can't say I've ever seen these pressure systems that are just, you know, I'm looking at my wind apps these last couple days, you know, seeing if it's safe to go out and yada yada.
Right.
And
right,
man, I mean, just wind is spinning. It's just spinning and, you know, circles out there. It's just freaky.
Yeah,
freaky looking. Right off the coast.
The Gulf,
you know,
is angry right now.
She's angry.
I had a listener, James, our friend James, said, ask Sharky if he's had any luck with the dolphin wheel, whatever that is.
With the dolphin wheel?
Yeah.
Oh, probably James who sent me some lures. Man,
he makes up those spinner lures and sends them to us.
Heck yeah, he's got some pretty cool stuff, man. Some really cool stuff. I haven't seen any seaweed to be able to troll it on, but shoot, that's funny. I got a couple of those lures on standby,
right,
all the time in case we do run into something out there. But man, there wasn't no sarcasm to be able to troll anything down this season.
A kind of a low year on weed this year. That's
Yep. So all the mahi we caught this year were just kind of scattered throughout, and you know, trolling around for other stuff, and then get, you know, caught a bonus mahi here and there, but no weeds or sargasm out there, unfortunately. But
right,
heck yeah,
brother.
James, appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening and sending
well,
the stuff.
Hey man,
sure,
good
man.
Luck with your crew today, and
appreciate it, man.
Weather it out and catching some fish. But if somebody wants to get with you guys and come down and lodge up or book up or however, give them some info.
Yeah, Sharky. Come on with it, man. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. Come out, lodge with us, man, at the beautiful Bayside Lodge. That's what we got a group up there doing, and they're fixing to walk downstairs, hop on the boat. Super convenient. Bring the family. Let's
you
go make
it.
Some memories, man.
All right, buddy. Sharky,
holler
have a good
at you
one.
Soon, man.
Thank you, man.
See you
later.
Man. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Top of the hour coming up. National anthem and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.